this is Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join with me on an audio walk through our region's history. This is our walking trail and through our own history, which is a lasting legacy gift of the 1994 Bicentennial Celebration. It is available to anyone interested and features historical markers that describe the significant sites of our Hoosier home. The Heritage Trail today takes us into Headwaters Park and the Great Oval Walk that welcomes the visitor with a collection of historical markers. One marker tells about the railroads that put the canal out of business. Ironically, the Wabash and Erie Canal was instrumental in the construction of the first railways in Fort Wayne, which became a railroading center in the Midwest. In 1852, along the canal at the present-day railroad elevation which borders the south edge of Headwaters Park at Lafayette Street, the first locomotive was unloaded from a canal boat. The engine was placed on tracks that were laid on Lafayette Street. They led to the south side of town where the main line of the new Ohio and Indiana Railroad was due to be built. Later, this became the Pennsylvania Railroad system for which Fort Wayne was a major hub. In 1874, a boat on the old canal was becoming a rare sight, even though a few did in fact officially operate on short stretches of water. With the spring of 1875, however, came floods, and down the line, boats that sank into the muddy bottom often were left to rot away. When railroad competition had reduced the effectiveness of the canal, a superior court in Chicago ordered the canal sold in 1876, and it was acquired by William Fleming, a local newspaper publisher, public office holder, and entrepreneur. Shortly, surveys for a rail line extending north of Fort Wayne were underway, and in 1881, officials of the New York, Chicago, and St. Louis Railroad, commonly known as the Nickel Plate Road, purchased the old Wabash and Erie right-of-way through the central Fort Wayne area. It has been said that New York, Chicago, and St. Louis was the only railroad company in the United States built for cash in advance of the issue of stocks and bonds. The subscribers to the founding syndicate agreed to furnish the money in 10% calls as fast as it was required. It became possible for the company to build a railroad through a sizable Midwestern city, passing less than two blocks from the Allen County Courthouse, without having to raise one building. The railroad elevation, completed in 1956, allowed the north side of the city to develop and grow rapidly. Today, the railroad elevation is a landmark structure between the downtown portion of Fort Wayne and that of Headwaters Park. Well, our time is up for today's walk, but the Heritage Trail is here for you to enjoy anytime. For a free self-guided tour map, stop by the lobby at ARCH, Fort Wayne's Historic Preservation Organization. ARCH is at 437 East Berry at the corner of Berry and Clay Streets, or for more information, go to the web at archfw.org. Meanwhile, keep in mind that throughout the Heritage Trail are found the enduring signs of a lively heritage, as well as a dynamic present and a promising future. This is Tom Castaldi, and I hope you join me next time for these reminders of our origins, our challenges, and our promises that are ours to tour on the Heritage Trail.